Right, here we go. This is the 86th edition of Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast, where we talk nonsense most of the time, apparently, and in between chat about our handling cancer. I have stage 4 cancer. I mustn't call it terminal 4 because that sounds like Heathrow. And Lady W here, of course, is having to put up with all the problems that you do have to put up with if you're living with somebody who has cancer.
Plus all the problems of just living with you, which is in itself a challenge.
She was tapping her head like some nutcase, and I said, oh dear, what's wrong with you? Nothing's wrong with me, just because I'm touching my head. I mean, honestly, I was just showing care and consideration.
See what I mean? He's just delirious most of the time.
That's the problem. I see they had podcast awards.
I know. How come we weren't there?
I don't understand that. We're getting awards. I mean, should we not have been at least invited?
Maybe it's because our podcast isn't that great.
Have you heard some podcasts?
No, I haven't actually.
We ought to listen.
The funny noises in the background are Daisy because her nose has gone back to being a bit of a troublesome thing.
Yeah.
So if you hear some strange snorting, snuffling noises, it isn't James. Well, it could be, but it probably is Daisy.
Yeah. Poor Daisy.
Poor Daisy.
If we didn't have enough to put up with, she gets ill too.
I know, but let's look on the bright side. We had a lovely week this week.
We have, yeah. Where should we start?
Well, we went to the hospital.
That's a good place to start. Yeah, we had a lovely little journey up into the hospital.
We saw Professor Tom.
We did. And
always a pleasure.
Yeah, and always nice to talk politics with Tom.
Yeah.
And then say, let's talk a little bit about...
Oh, by the way, could we know about the scan result?
Yes, that's a... Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's all, you know, all sort of same, really.
Yes, stable.
The brain one seems to be under control.
Yeah, you're just...
Although you wouldn't think that, would you?
I do have my doubts. But yes, everything's kind of stable, unchanged really from the last time. So the chemo is holding everything at bay, which is wonderful. And you're not feeling too bad with the side effects. You're actually sort of, they've got the dose to the right level.
Yeah.
So do persevere if you're having horrible, horrible chemo, that they can adjust the dose and make it so that it's more than bearable. Because now you can, although your taste is not quite as good as it was, your mouth isn't sore, your feet aren't sore. We were even dancing, weren't we, the other night?
I'm not sure you wanted to bring that up on this podcast.
That's as far as I'm going to go with it.
All right. So. Can I tell you, this coffee is lovely.
Oh, I'm glad
so
you
that
like
my
it.
Taste is working.
That's Dave in Leeds grinding.
Yeah. Daisy, there was no need for a growl then, was there? Did she?
No, I don't think there was. Maybe
she was
having a bad dream.
Ah, oh, poor Daisy. So I got another award.
Yes, you did.
I'm now a legend.
You're a legend as well, isn't I?
Worries me. That's, you know, they're pushing me to the end.
I think you've been a legend for some time.
No, I think I've been a legend for some time.
Hilarious. You're so funny.
You don't laugh at anything I say that's funny, do you?
I laugh at lots of things you do that when you're not trying to be funny, but your actual jokes don't ever make me laugh. They're just like those ones where it's awkward, painful silence afterwards. You're not a comedian.
No, I know. Oh, dear. All those years, I thought. Anyway, going back to the awards, thank you very much indeed to Variety. And sometimes... you can be a little glib about these things, can't you? And sometimes people start up award ceremonies just to get PR and publicity. But Variety has been going for a long, long time. Used to be the Variety Club, and now they shortened it for dyslexics like me, so it's easier.
It's not a club anymore.
No, it's not a club. It's always never been really a club. It's always been.
But they do amazing work.
Yeah, it was really. I can't really go into it, but anybody of our sort of age who feels sorry for themselves because they're not well or something, you should actually go and have a look at how some young human beings are actually having their a journey that is so difficult for them. I mean, I just felt really terrible, and so well done, Variety, for looking after these people who sometimes slip off the register of life, if you like, and nobody seems to care.
No, it was very moving. But you did a lovely speech when you...
I did not do a lovely...
You didn't. I was very proud of you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, you were.
You don't normally say nice things. No.
And it was all sponsored by WeFix.
Yeah.
Which is Charlie Mullins' new business.
Poor old Charlie does get a lot of bad publicity, but I've known Charlie over 30 years. And the amount of things he quite quietly does for charity absolutely amazed me.
Yeah, he's absolutely lovely, lovely man.
You know, and he doesn't really want any sort of... He just does it.
No, we shouldn't have even said this because he's very secretive.
Edit that last bit up.
But anyway, it was a wonderful evening, wasn't it?
It
was all the way in Manchester. I'd never been to Manchester before.
Oh, had you not?
No.
It's
like, going abroad. It was really exciting. And we were very lucky that... Andy drove us there, so we didn't have to.
Are you trying to get everybody's name dropped in this? So, you know.
I'm just saying what.
Oh, no, I don't mind. We would mention everybody. And the organisers of Variety did an amazing job.
I was saying how we got there because we had a couple of friends went and they went on the train and we went by car, but I couldn't possibly do driving because it involves motorways and things like that. So Andy took this. And it was like, we were like our little chat group and we were like racing. We're not racing.
Well, no, everything conspired against us going to Manchester. So to get out of London or avoid going into London was difficult because all the main...
The Dartford Tunnel and the Blackwall Tunnel were closed.
Both closed.
The A2 was closed for an accident, so it was all...
The M25 was completely... Yeah.
I was very glad I wasn't driving.
I was very glad you weren't driving.
And then the people that were going on the train, they started off okay, but then unfortunately there was a fatality on the line, and so that messed all the trains up as well. But we all got there in time.
We all got there and had had a nice evening. It was a wonderful evening because you go sometimes things are not organised as well as others, and this was perfectly well organised.
It was very, very smoothly run, wasn't it? It was excellent.
I was going to be rude about one person's speech and then I forgot.
No, I think... No,
I'll leave it. No, and I'll leave it in that.
I know who you mean, but yes.
There's no point in going up to receive an award or something when you're doing something to try and encourage people to give money to and then start on some political rant. That's all I'm saying.
No, you know I don't like political rants.
I know you don't. So you won't be anywhere near the TV
most
and radio
exciting
tonight
thing
when I'm on, will you?
The most exciting thing for me was I got to wear, for the first time since I hurt my Achilles tendon about over 18 months ago, I got to wear heels.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I was walking okay, not like somebody with a terrible limp.
You were walking fine and you were dancing.
I danced in heels.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there is somewhere a video of it, but she's asked me to promise not to release it.
No.
No.
Because I had a couple of glasses of wine. So
no,
I was,
you were fine.
I was a little uninhibited with my dancing, which, you know.
Slightly uninhibited, yeah.
I do try and be sort of, you know, sophisticated and things, but once I've had a couple of glasses of wine, it sometimes goes out the window.
It's very funny. I wish I could. No, I won't. It's okay. And then your sister met one of her biggest heroines.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yes. Yes. That's... When Kelly met Jane.
Yes. Yeah. Because you tell the story.
Oh, it's just that Kelly's always, I mean, she said to me, you must watch Jane McDonald. She's so amazing on television. So we have started watching her and they are fun to watch, aren't they? But then while we were there, we were in the VIP room because you guys that were getting the awards were getting your briefing or debriefing or whatever it is.
Briefing.
And our guests were allowed to come in there with us. Mm. And so when Jane McDonald came in, I thought, Kelly's going to be so excited. So I had to go and find Kelly, though, because she was lost in the throngs.
She was.
But yes, I found her and she got to say hello to Jane.
Yeah. So thank you, Jane. I hadn't seen Jane for 30 years. Well, maybe more. When I used to work in Leeds.
Did she recognise you?
Of course. Who could not recognise a face like this?
Darling, this is a podcast. People can't see that face you're pulling. It was lovely.
And then I was chatting to Jane and I said, will you come and meet my sister-in-law? She's one of your biggest fans. So I walked up with Jane and tapped Kelly on the shoulder, and I said, I know this lady next to me is famous. I just can't remember who she is. And it was the expression on Kelly's face was very funny.
Yes, but she had a nice chat to Jane.
Yeah.
Sadly, she didn't get a selfie. She's a bit upset about that.
No, I know. She was too stunned. Yeah. But anyway, that was a good. So going back to the medical part of it. So
we're staying on the same dose of the chemo that you're on because it's keeping things at bay and not making you feel too bad. Mm. I'm just upping the sort of spicy levels in my cooking so that...
So I can taste.
So that you can taste things.
Yeah, I'm vindaloo-ish.
For example, tomorrow I've planned already. I was going to make a shepherd's pie, but I'm going to make... I found a recipe, a nice Nigella recipe for an Indian spiced shepherd's pie.
Oh, that sounds good.
So that should be an interesting combination.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah. And this morning I've got up a bit early and I've prepped your breakfast because you did say that you hadn't had a full English for ages. So I'm doing a full English, but in your style, so not traditional full English.
Yeah.
So we've got...
No black pudding.
Obviously, no black pudding, but you have got... Your crispy bacon, Cumberland sausage.
Yeah.
I have roasted some on-the-vine tomatoes in a very artistic way so they look pretty.
Right.
And I've got some potatoes ready to sauté. And then you've got eggs of your choice. Will you be having scrambled, fried or poached this morning, sir?
Fried.
I thought you'd
I do like a fried egg.
And are we doing fried bread or toast?
Toast.
Okay, because we've got some nice Cornish butter to go on there.
Yes.
Sir.
Oh, well, that's... Food for the day, really.
Well, so I thought if we have a nice, you can have a nice big brunch.
Yeah.
And then I can pack you off to work.
And then you can have a really nice day.
Off you go. And Daisy and I will go for a walk. Probably come past the pub on the way back.
It probably will, yes.
Because Daisy likes to pop in for a pint.
She doesn't. You do.
No, she does. If I try and walk past the pub, she drags me in there. I'm not joking. She does. She loves to go and see Bev and Eddie.
Yeah, look at her. She's looking at us as
she's
if we're a couple of
She's
got
her own little seat at the bar. She's allowed to sit on.
Oh, dear. So it's been a fun weekend so far. Fun few days.
Thursday
on
and Friday. I feel like we've had the weekend
it's
already.
It's only Saturday, isn't it?
And Saturday it's only Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I haven't got Pilates this week because it's cancelled.
Oh, dear.
But never mind.
We'll find you something to do.
Yes.
You know, get the pole set up in the garage.
Let's not talk about poles.
No, okay, fine.
No, my pole days are over.
Well, what a shame.
Apart from on Thursday night.
Oh, I must put more of those videos out too. What? No. So we've had a week and basically when you have terminal cancer, quite often when you go and see your oncologist, you know, you get a bit worked up. But you know what the end is going to be anyway, eventually.
Well, there's no point of thinking about difficult. That, is there?
No, I'm just saying because...
About one day at a time.
Yeah, it has, and you know. And so it's very difficult to sort of think of the future in many ways, you know, which is why you've sort of cancelled Christmas this year.
I haven't cancelled Christmas. Yeah. I just sort of, I fancied just doing something a bit different. And you suggested that we went away somewhere, but... That's in itself is tricky because we've got Daisy and you don't know if it's going to be snowing and you might not get there and Andy might want to have Christmas Day on his own without us. I don't know. So I just quite fancy having a pajama day where we just spend the whole day eating nice things in our pajamas and watching television and not doing a big.
Well, obviously not watching television because screwed my license up, but.
What do you mean?
Well, we'd watch Netflix, wouldn't we?
No.
Wouldn't we?
No, only the BBC has the best things.
Have you still got a TV licence?
Of course you've got a TV licence.
Well, I haven't. I'm not having one.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes, you do. I paid for it, so I know you've got one.
Well, then that's not mine. That's yours.
No, it's in your name. And the direct debit comes out of your bank account, actually. I just set it up without you knowing.
That's appalling.
No, it's not. You can't watch television. You're always watching the BBC.
Yeah, so that I can criticise.
You do like to criticise, but yes, you do have a television licence, darling. Has that ruined your street cred?
Sort of, but it's also ruined any chance ever of getting any kind of award for a podcast.
You didn't have one when I met you.
What, a podcast?
know a TV glass.
Don't say that now.
But I see.
Well, I didn't watch a TV when I met you. That's only a recent thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I wouldn't, and nobody should do anything that is illegal.
No, but since I've been coming to see you, and you know I do like a BBC costume drama and thing, and Strictly, and all those kind of things. So since I've been coming here, you have needed one, I'm afraid.
Yes, let's get round it that way. Yeah. Oh, dear, dog looks like... Oh. You all right, baby? Yeah. Oh, dear, I've got sneezes.
I think she's saying it's time to wind this up.
Yes. Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us this week. I can't think what we've been talking about, but
just the usual nonsense.
Yeah. Life goes on, and whatever cancer you have, will find.
Did you mention about the chap doing his?
I was just going to. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Elliot, who for Kidney Cancer UK, which is the cancer we started 20-odd years ago, because when I was diagnosed first of all with kidney cancer, I didn't even know you could get it. Oh, dear, the doggy's feeling a bit...
No, she's okay. She just come to see me.
Oh, dear, you've got sneezes. So anyway, Elliot, well done, mate. He is at the moment running between the Humber Bridge and London Bridge to raise money for Kidney Cancer UK. And if you've been affected by kidney cancer or would like to help us raise money, please go to kcuk.org. Something else, but you'll find it.
Well, sorry, I was concentrating on Daisy.
Yeah, no, I could see that. So all cancers have a charity if they don't set one up, but and places where you can get help. And the sooner, it sounds really glib, doesn't it? But the sooner you can accept it, the easier it is to deal with.
Yes, I think.
Do you think? Yeah.
Well, you just got to come to terms with things in your own time.
Yeah. But... Oh, dear. poor old Daisy has a little tumour, we think, in her nose. They haven't decided if it's malignant or not yet, have they? No.
No.
Anyway, that's it. So, listen, we're going to have a big breakfast. You enjoy yourselves for the rest of the week, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Well, next week.
Next week. Do you want to say goodbye?
Oh, goodbye. Till next week.